Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Welcome to the Collision Post Show. My name is Cresta Christian State, Christian Cage Star. I'm here with the spooky LaDuca, Iridian Ferreira. How are you, Iridian?
I am doing okay, Cresta. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's everyone's father? How's everyone's father doing? That's right. I know you guys are a bunch of degenerates sitting here being fatherless, watching Fightful with my totally real AEW championship. And if you want a totally real scoop, go ahead and drop that thumbs up. That $5 subscribe over at Fightful.com. Fightful Select. Because if you don't, I'm going to go ahead and contact your mother. And your mom doesn't take enough bikini pictures for me on the internet. I'm going to encourage, I'm going to build up her self-esteem so she can take more bikini pictures. All of that can be found on Fightful. Hi, everybody. I can't keep this up. It's too hot.
I'm yelling, Cresta.
Oh, man. Everyone's like, you're going to be stone cold. Clearly, this is my TNT title. What kind of man, what kind of coward poses with another man's title? What kind of coward?
Insane.
Insane. How's your Halloween going?
You know what? We had to spook it up. You and I have been chatting since like Monday, and we're like, all right, what are we going to do? It's the AEW Collision Post Show Spooktacular episode. So, of course, we had to come a little spooky.
Exposing the business.
Don't expose the business, Cresta. Not today. But yeah, we are super excited to make sure that you guys send us your super chats, your humper chats, and we will read them on our spooktacular stream tonight.
And we're going to start it off hot with our member for 18 months, young Jane Zimmerman. Howdy. Great show and main event. Love and peace. I don't know peace. I only know fathers. I only know fathers and fatherless people. So let's start off this show. AEW Collision started off hot with AR Fox versus Jay White, but it's never versus just one person of the Bullet Club Gold. It's versus everybody, their mama, the kitchen sink. And as you can expect, what do you think happened? What do you think happened to Rydia?
You know what always happens. And as soon as you hear that Jay White entrance and you see Bullet Club Gold, you know there's going to be a lot of shenanigans, right? You know it's not going to be a fair fight. And that's exactly what happened tonight. Sir AR Fox, it was a nice try. It really was. But it just wasn't working out for him tonight.
It wasn't. It was not working out for poor AR Fox. Mm-mm. It's unfortunate because when you wrestle the Bullet Club, it's kind of like wrestling the Outcast. Why are you coming out there just one person?
Exactly. You should know better by now.
That's why your dad was disappointed. This dad gimmick is set. I see why he does it. Some of the highlights from the match where there's a lot of nice rope work from AR Fox. There was a moment where he did like this spinning neck breaker with his feet and then dove through the ropes and then got like a nice roll through stunner. A couple of knife edge chops from Jay White on AR Fox afterwards. But like really, it was the finish, which was the Blade Runner. Poor, unfortunate AR Fox. He passed away. Post-match, MJF comes out dressed like a cameraman, jabroni devil, and tries to steal back his Bang Bang belt, which is crazy because he's the actual champion. Imagine having to steal back your own belt.
Isn't that so wild to think about? He was out there full on black hoodie with the black sweats. It looked like he had something in his pocket. I thought it was going to be the devil mask, but it wasn't. So I'm like, okay, sir. And he really was holding on to that championship and Jay White just took it back. It was so quick. I was so disappointed. I'm like, man, he had it in his hands.
I was also screaming the entire match because I'm thinking, is Juice Robinson screaming? It's Colton Gunn.
He was making the wildest noises tonight. And I'm like, sir, please, can we contain ourselves for 5 seconds? If it's
fatherless behavior.
Yes.
If it's not, I see why his dad left him.
If it's not Juice, it's Colton or Austin. It's never Jay White, though. It's never Jay White making that much mayhem. But, man, it was nice to see that at least they gave AR Fox a little bit of a chance to show off during this match. He was putting in some good offense. But, yeah, it just wasn't his night.
It wasn't his night. And he also came, like I said, coming out against the Gun Club by yourself is a fool's errand. We got another super chat, a generous super chat. Thank you so much. Nye Green with the $20 that said, loving these costumes. This is not a costume. This is who I am.
Yeah, and I just happened to bump into Julia, you know, in my hallway, and she was not for it. So that explains this tonight.
This month has just been so crazy for me that I've had enough. And I came here to talk about everyone's dad and their mother, okay? Like, I'm so sick of you. I see why Christian just lets the vitriol flow through. I feel so powerful.
With the championship, right? That's why he always helps me.
Totally real. Don't mind the smoking skull. This is totally real. Totally real. Real TNT championship. Next, we got an acclaimed promo saying that next week they're going to be champions for 69 days. Nice, to quote Kate. That was cute. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I thought it was a nice promo. The fact that Max was getting catfished by someone pretending to be MJF, that is iconic, all right? Somebody call Neve, call Cammy. Has anyone else in the chat been catfished by an MJF account? Because they're out there, right? They're out there.
I feel like every time you see a wrestler every other week, I will never ask you for money. I will not ask you for any. I will never be stranded in Abu Dhabi and need $4,000 from you. Please do not send these accounts money or your personal information. The fact that Max Caster got hassled by one, absolutely tracks.
Literally insane. The amount of times on TikTok, this happens to me a lot, that like Damian Priest accounts will follow me or like an Alexa Bliss account will follow me. And I'm like, please, I know you are not real with your 3 followers and your 5 reposted TikToks.
Bro, that was me with Zelina Vega. I was like, is this the real Zelina Vega? Do not play with me. I am a stan. And I had to really like check the profile. I'm like, that's actually her. Hold on. Wait, just a second.
I mean, it's good that you double checked. Max Caster clearly did not double check.
Have you heard Max Caster's raps? They're awful. They're awful. And you know why they're awful? Because he has no father. All right. Maybe if he actually got daddy ass to write some of his raps, we wouldn't be in this situation. He wouldn't have got catfished. Fatherless behavior. What is his mother doing? Clearly she's not watching him. So let me watch his mother.
Hashtag fatherless behavior. Hashtag fatherless behavior.
We got another super chat. Thank you so much. Richie R saying, I can't believe MJF beat Omega clean. I was expecting about 20 people to interfere because MJF and Omega have a laundry list of haters, especially MJF.
Oh, like, absolutely, MJF. Yeah.
We'll get to that towards the end of the show. But for the past 3 weeks across every show, they've made it very clear nobody likes MJF, and it's his fault. It is absolutely his fault.
Oh, he definitely dug his own grave on this one. Yeah.
Like, you were trying to be Mr. Apology Tour now. That's great. But you stepped on me to get here. So I need my money.
Now you owe me my money. Pay me. Yep. That's what it was.
And you guys, if you want to pay us too, you can head over to humperchats.com. You can leave any dollar amount in the dollar thingy, any caption amount in the cap, but be cute because we'll ban you. Don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, don't do fatherless behavior or else Christian Cage will come and get you. Let me actually take this off the screen. My apologies, y'all. But yes, humperchats.com. We get to keep a little bit more of the proceeds and some of it stays with us. Some of it goes to Sean Rossat. Some of it feeds the Decepticons. Humperchats.com.
Yes.
All right. I got to selflessly plug, guys, because my brain is scatterbrained and I will forget. After that promo, we had the boys versus the Gun Club. And the boys are Brandon and Brent Tate. And these are Dalton Castle's boys. Mm. Dalton Castle pulling double duty. I saw Dalton Castle wrestle for the first time on Thursday, for real, like not a rerun because there was no impact.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Amazing. That's a father. That Amazing. Is a father.
Yep. That is a father.
That's a father.
Yeah.
That is a man right there. They were versus the Gun Club, Austin and Colton Gunn. I have two notes. One says, damn, these boys getting worked. 310 to Yuma. It's over. How do you feel about the match?
You know what? I have one thing on here, and it says, need more Dalton. And Dalton wasn't even in the match. He was on the side of the ring. So yes. When I don't look at the match card before Collision, so I'm always surprised that the matches are coming out because I think it's just more exciting like that.
Yes.
So when I saw the boys come out and Dalton Castle, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. It's going to be, you know, a tag team match. And they were like, oh, and their opponent's already in the ring. And I said, oh, it's done. It's it doesn't matter. And then they were like, the Guns. And I'm like, oh, no.
Not this.
Not good for the boys. And it wasn't good. It wasn't even a long match, but... Yeah, I mean, I guess you have to keep pushing Bullet Club Gold, right?
I mean, yeah, like the first half of this show, because the AR Fox, Jay White, the boys, plus the video package was the first 30 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
They gave Jay White, AR Fox a lot of time, and it seemed like a short match. But by the time we were done, it was like almost 8:30, because this match went like 3 minutes. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah.
We then, after that, got a AEW World Champion video package. I couldn't tell you what happened because I went to go get something to drink. My mouth is dry. Do you have anything to add to that package?
No, same. I'm with you. And I'm like, is this important? Are we going to need this for later? No. All right, skip.
I'm going to tell you what is important and what kind of rustled my jimmies. How you going to give us a Danhausen package next? But no Danhausen on Christmas for Danhausen. Halloween is Tuesday. I don't have a show Tuesday, but there's no reason why you didn't have Danhausen on tonight, bro.
There should have been better planning for this. If you were going to advertise Danhausen for like 2.5 weeks and not give us Danhausen on like the Halloween show, what are we doing?
He really should have opened the show or been on commentary. Can you imagine? Danhausen.
You remember my favorite, one of my favorite moments with Danhausen was when Ricky impersonated Danhausen.
Danhausen. Ricky at that point had it. Yep. Like, I don't care who you bring. Danhausen.
Yep, exactly. He's like, oh, I'll fight you and Danhausen. Like, it was so good. So good.
We want Danhausen. Absolutely. I feel like this was a missed opportunity. You really could have had Danhausen on commentary. Give Nigel the mic the week off. Nigel don't got even got Brian Danielson here to hate on this week. Come to find out, that was a legit injury. We'll get into that in a minute. After that, we have a video, not video, a backstage package with Lexi Nair and Ryan Nemeth. Oh, rest in peace, Ryan Nemeth. Ryan Nemeth said in his best cartoon goofy voice was like, yeah, I could be a cartoon star, but I could be a best star if I get with CJ Perry. That's why I brought you here. And the moment he said that, I was like, oh, baby. Oh, you're dead. You're dead. You've forfeited your life. Knocks on the door. And Miro says, hello. Oh, is CJ home? Imagine going to another man's home. Is your wife home? Yes, my wife is home. Come inside. Ryan Nemeth passed away. He got beat up. Poor man. Why? If I saw Miro open the door and I'm here to see his wife, all of a sudden I got amnesia. I went to the wrong house. My apologies. Wrong home, it seemed. Wrong home. Okay? This woman clearly has a father and it's you. And I'm out of here. I am out of here.
You know, out of all the things that I thought could have happened, Miro opening the door was absolutely not one of them. What I thought would have happened is that Ryan would have been there and Dolph Ziggler would have opened the door. And
yeah, I was hoping that too.
And then Dolph Ziggler would have already been represented by CJ Perry. CJ would have come out, oh, well, here's my newest client. Like, that would have been great. And that's something that we all talked about with Rick a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was announced that Dolph Ziggler was no longer with WWE. So that didn't happen. RIP Ryan Nemeth, because I don't think we're going to see him for a long time. We're probably only going to see him on BTE from now on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, poor Ryan Nemeth. All you tried to do was go to work today. You say, you know what, today I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to go out there and be somebody. And Miro said, not with my wife.
He said, not on my watch. He was so excited to tell everybody that we were probably going to hear him at supermarkets, that he was getting gigs. He didn't get this one, though. So.
He did not get this. Yo, I know you didn't pay a super chat, but I have to highlight this. He did not watch the... Clearly, poor Ryan Nemeth didn't watch the product, and he didn't find CJ Perry, but he did find an ass whooping. But you know who did send a super chat? This young man right here, Orion Ben. Sorry, I'm dyslexic. Cresta Iridian. I had to check you two out on TWIXX. I know I lost my voice during this. Seriously, these folks were hitting tonight. Spawn versus Ada Wong on top. And that leads us into our next match, which was one of the two matches of the night for me. It was Abaddon versus Hikaru Shida. Hikaru Shida was dressed like Ada Wong from Resident Evil. And Abaddon is dressed as Spawn from Spawn. So if you guys don't know what Spawn is, you're too young and I do not care. It was a good match. And Abaddon no-selling these bumps like she's a real zombie. If y'all know me on Cover Impact as well, it was giving big PCO vibes. It was giving, you thought, I want to see more of Abaddon on my computer. And I do watch it on my computer, but I do want to see her more on my screen. I need this. I had wrote, the first note is only 8:30, an early women's match, but it was the only women's match. We did get another segment, but we'll talk about that in a bit. It was a spook. There were two spooky under the ring spots, which resulted in a stiff punch from Abaddon. Hikaru Shida tried to fly her broom like Harry Potter. There was a big blockbuster on the candy from Abaddon. Two kendo shots to the head. And finally on the third one with a jack-o'-lantern after a katana kick to the head. Abaddon.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Goes down. What did you think about the match already, and what are your thoughts?
Abaddon, I have loved them. I've waited for them to come back, and they're just amazing. You know, Sheeta jumping off the top rope with the broom, that is me jumping to conclusions every day. Every day. Sorry. I absolutely thought it was amazing. It was one of the top two matches. The other we'll get to, but this match was just so good. I loved all the props. There was bones in the ring. I think there was like drywall, the trash can, the jack-o'-lantern. Cresta, the jack-o'-lantern took me out, but it was so beautiful to watch.
Yes. Also, I want to apologize right quickly. I did notice this in the chat, and I noticed this earlier. Abaddon does use they, them pronouns. And shout out to Nigel McGuinness, who went out of his way to say they, them. I kept hearing other people say she. I was like, is it she, they? But shout out to Nigel McGuinness. My apologies. Yeah. They, them. But yes, Abaddon was kicking Hikaru Shida's ass until she wasn't. Until they were. I'm sorry. Until they were. And then Hikaru Shida out of nowhere hulked up, got the jack-o'-lantern, and kicked this girl in the back of her head. I was like, bro, leave Abaddon alone. This poor person, why are you kicking them like this?
Exactly. But I was super excited because we got to see Abaddon on like Halloween. This was a Halloween. Yes. So this is what it would have made sense. Bring in Danhausen and you got Abaddon. This is where they would shine, right? The Halloween
underneath episode. That ring. There should have been a whole show underneath that ring, man. A missed opportunity. Hosted and officiated by Matt Hardy. Delete. This was a great match. The post-match, we got another super chat that leads right into this. It says, Sheeta will beat Toni Storm and keep this run going. Sheeta's giving me Bret Hart 94 vibes. Mm. Everyone loves her, and she will be a all champion until Willow. I love a good typo. Okay. Book it. Also, Halloween 4, 1988 is the best one. Mm. As it turns out, Cresta Star is soft, and I don't like horror stuff. Do you like horror stuff, Iridian?
Really? You don't like scary stuff? I like gory movies.
I'm soft. I don't like getting scared for fun. My joke is I'm black. That's scary enough. I can make that joke. All right. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween. But like, no, I don't like getting scared for fun. Cause it's either this is really scary. No. Or this is clownery. I'm laughing. And people are like, this is not the time to laugh. I'm like, but this is not.
Well, you know, with me, I can watch scary movies. I just can't do like the haunted houses. Mm. I'm not going to do like roller coasters. Like the thrill should stay on the screen for me. Yes. I'm not that type of girly. I went to a haunted house one time and I punched one of the people.
That's real. That is so real.
It just happened. I was so scared. It was a reflex. I was like, bop. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. I'll leave. Like,
let it be known that Iridian is the heavyweight champ and she will punch you. Iridian will punch you. She's joking online, but she's really but she got the rocket.
So if we ever go to a haunted house together, Cresta, know that I can be in the front, ready to go.
We're not going to a haunted house. We're not doing that.
You said, first of all, wrong.
Listen. I'm the real champion. Real champions don't get scared. So I'm not going to put myself in a position to get scared. After that match, Toni Storm comes out and kicks off her shoe into the audience. And then sees to sit on top of the announced desk like, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
That was so perfect. She is so dramatic in the like classiest way, the way she just threw herself and she's turning around to look at Tony. And then Nigel's over there like, what is going on?
What is happening, ma'am? Get off of my desk. I'm trying to work.
And then they cut back into the ring and she does like in full color. Like,
yes. What good production. Like if it's Toni Storm is black and white, if it's her, it's in color. And her, she just like, what is this woman doing? Get
exactly. Get out of here. I'm done.
I wish we had the sound clip of the Hikaru Shida interview with RJ City. That doesn't work for me, brother. Honestly, this is a tangent, but that should be her new gimmick, and Jay Lethal needs to teach her the ways. Because literally, Ric Flair being back in AEW with Jay Lethal here, that... if y'all don't do that, recreate that promo, some way, somehow, frauds.
Missed opportunity. Frauds. Exactly. Missed opportunity if they don't do that, because... that clip has so many views on YouTube. Literally, that's one of my, the only thing my dad knows about Jay Lethal was that he had a woo off with Ric Flair.
Honestly, and I would love Hikaru Shida's new gimmick to be Hulk Hogan. like how Jay Lethal was Macho Man and sometimes Ric Flair. I would laugh if she came down with the Japanese version of when it starts coming down and it hurts inside. yo. And every time someone wants to challenge her for a title, she hits them with the, it's not going to work for me, brother.
And she's gonna come down with the feathered boa.
And the blonde. This is great. Hikaru Shida, I'm sorry. Don't gotta listen to us, but if you do it, know that you're booking that specifically for me. Specifically for me. after that, we got two video packages. Mm-hmm. One from Dax and Dax Harwood, Cash Wheeler, mm-hmm. Ricky Starks, and Big Bill. Almost called Big Bad Bill. I don't know why. Talking about their matches tonight. Another one from Shane Taylor versus Keith Lee. Shane Taylor complaining about Keith Lee. Anything to add?
No, nothing to add there. I did like Shane Taylor's promo, though. I thought it was good. It was a nice video package. So I'm excited to see where that feud's going to go.
Same. I like the way that they're framing it, that like, yo, Shane, you're talented, but you're mad because I went to go feed my family and they didn't call you.
Exactly.
Keith Lee, talk your shit. Next, we got Samoa Joe versus Rhett Titus. Now, at first, I was like, "Unce Jabir." I'm so sorry, Rhett. But luckily, I was fortunate enough to be in Discord watching this with a friend who was like, no, right before a commentary said that Rhett Titus had the TV title. He's like, no, Rhett Titus had the TV title. So it's within the lineage of Samoa Joe, because this was a TV title defense. But he was already in the ring. No intro. You already know what that is. Machine gun chops, and Rhett Titus tried his hardest. He gave it to Samoa Joe for 3 minutes until he went up top and tried to do a dive. And Samoa Joe said, yo, why would I stay there? Use your noodle. Why would I stay there? He tried some haluva kicks on Joe, but it ended up being a muscle buster for the win. The coquina clutch for the win. Poor guy. Hardly knew you. What did you have anything to say about this?
You know what? I had stepped out for really quick for this during the break before this match. And when I came back, Samoa Joe was already in the ring, right? And with this man. And I said, Adam Cole? But I was like, there's no way. And then they're like, oh, no, Rhett Titus. And I have never seen this man before. So I apologize, sir. Never seen you before. Didn't know who you were. But this is what I like about AEW commentary, is that they'll give you a little bit of background. And that's why I love Dynamite and Excalibur, because I feel like I learn something anytime that I listen to Excalibur on commentary. So they were like, oh, yeah, you know, he was a champion before. And then this is who we fought. And I'm like, okay, makes sense. So he's someone. He's got it, right? But Samoa Joe is just a menace in that ring, right? And I felt so bad for Rhett Titus. What did I write? I said, the coquina clutch will get you. Like,
that'll do.
That'll do it. So, man, yeah, I feel like Samoa Joe is just like, I don't know, like a scorpion. And he'll like, you know, pound, he'll be in the ring. And then all of a sudden he'll be like, no, I've had enough. We're done playing. Bop, I got you. And that's what happened tonight.
So most of Joseph gave that young man the wop bobaloo bop. I mean, apparently the thing, it seems like, and I don't watch Ring of Honor because I have to watch Impact. But it seems like the thing is like Samoa Joe was going through all the old Ring of Honor dudes, all the old TV title dudes, and just beating them up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's cool.
But where are we going?
I want Samoa Joe to be the world champion or something. That I'm saying it. I'm putting it out into the universe.
Yeah.
Who's world champion of Ring of Honor right now? Oh, Eddie Kingston. Never mind. Never mind. No, I don't want that because I don't want that.
Cancel.
I don't want that.
Abort mission. Nope.
No, go beat up MJF, yo. I thought about that. Eddie Kingston's my forever champion. No, I don't want that.
Leave Eddie alone.
That's very that. Eddie Kingston got no business being. That's the best title. We love Eddie Kingston, but that's the best title for anything I've ever read about professional wrestling ever. Next up, we had a backstage thing with Renee Paquette, QTV, which is QT Marshall, Johnny AEW, Johnny Hollywood,
Johnny TV. I don't know.
Johnny Mundo.
I don't know who we're talking about.
Y'all know who you're talking about. John Morrison and Aaron Solo. I forgot what that young lady's name is. So I wrote, she has a really nice outfit on.
Harley.
Harley Quinn Davis.
Harley.
Harley Race. They said that they had a music video coming out.
Cameron, Harley Cameron. Thank you.
Harley Ashley. Yeah, they said they got a music video coming out. They were rude to Renee Paquette, and the best line was Renee saying, "Really great seeing you guys."
She's like, "This is my job. I just work here. I gotta talk to these people. It's mandatory."
Man, this is Wendy's. Do you have any thoughts? Like, I don't know. I don't know what QT. Oh, Renee Paquette did say, the last time you guys were here, you're kind of pissed off Hobbs. And they said, psh, one scoop at a time. That's not a scoop.
They're like, they can only focus on one thing at a time. So they're like, wait. We're just here to talk about how QT is ready to fight. And he's ready to fight the Luchadors. So now I'm thinking, all right, who's he going to fight? He is putting that championship title on the line, and he says he's defended it more times than anyone has in that history. So very interesting to see who he will.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson natural boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fight next for that, yeah. But we did get a way better promo after that with Claudio, right?
Yes. Claudio, now this will be, I talked about this at the top of the show. I thought that Bryan Danielson was selling when he had that fight with Orange Cassidy
and
Okada. But apparently, I forgot exactly what it was, but something up here is broken, legitimately. And it's like, so Claudio Castagnoli is mad. Now I'm going to read you my paraphrase notes because it's a lot easier. Bryanson is injured because of one of you, either Rainmaker or Orange Juice Boy. Orange Juice Boy, I'm going to see you Wednesday. Rainmaker, I'll get you, bitch. I love Claudio Castagnoli. But I hated the delivery of this promo. Because he would just do awkward pauses. It's like, I'm sick of you. And now you, Okada, like, no, please. I know. No. It was a good promo. I just hated the delivery. What did you think?
You know what? I thought that it was funny. But very believable on Claudio's part. Because usually when the BCC does a promo, they will be two or more of them, right? Mm-hmm. So it will usually be Claudio and Yuta. Yuta was nowhere on the show tonight, which is a disappointment. But it's okay. Whatever. We'll take what we can get. Claudio. Also,
he doesn't get beat up again because I'm tired of seeing Yuta getting beat up for free. Yeah. For nothing. Just for being there.
You know what? Maybe it was good that he wasn't there when Claudio was cutting this promo.
He'd have beat him up just because. Why did you help? I didn't do anything.
You're just like, I'm just here, sir. I am just here. Yeah. Claudio said, basically, if you hurt the Blackpool Combat Club, the Blackpool Combat Club will hurt you. So we shall see. Is he going to go after both of them? I am.
Well, Wednesday, he's fighting Orange Cassidy. He said, I'm going to beat you up. And he said, Okada, I don't care when. He's pulling Eddie Kingston. When I see you, when I catch you, Ricky, when I catch you, Ricky, when I catch you, Ricky.
It's on site.
That's exactly what that is. When I catch you, Okada, when I catch you, Okada. I like the promo, but it was giving that. Like, when I catch either one of you, I'm going to beat you up. So it remains to be seen. I wonder how that's going to shake out next week, because I personally find Orange Cassidy very protected in AEW. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. There's definitely going to have to be maybe like interference on someone's part or a count out. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's interesting because, you know, we always like to speculate who's going to take the pin. And sometimes it's too hard to tell.
Will or Yuta will somehow take the pin here. Not even in this match. Not even scheduled to show up for work that day. Mm-mm. Somehow Will or Yuta will take that pin for this match that he's not even scheduled in.
Dead.
Next after that, we actually had the Ricky Starks versus Dax Harwood match. Before the bell even rings, the lights go out. So I was going to say, you know what? This is a non-finish. That makes sense. Yep. You're going to protect both of these guys. Understandable. As it turned out, they did a fancy fine wrestle. House of Black showed up, just stayed in the back. And Ricky Starks versus Dax Harwood was a really good match. It was a short, I want to say it's like 7 minutes maybe, just packed to the room. Because I think this, by the time this was done, it was almost 8:30. Not 8:30, 9:30, because the last match got a full 30 minutes plus. Some highlights to me were right before they went to that first picture-in-picture, Ricky Starks saying, be right back. But then you're seeing all of these big spots, like a big superplex in the picture-in-picture. And after that, Ricky Starks started matching power with Dax Harwood. Mm-hmm. Dax Harwood cheats, gets a handful of tights for the two. Ricky Starks still kicks out. No, Ricky Starks don't kick out. No, he does kick out. I'm sorry, my brain is turning off. He hits a big pile driver on Ricky Starks, but Big Bill says, no, get over here. That's my friend. The end of the match consists of Ricky Starks hitting a pile driver on Dax, and Cash Wheeler jumps in so late. It was a very awkward finish. Mm-hmm. It kind of seemed like either someone missed a call or they're trying to make. This is the second time this has happened. I'm bringing this up because, like, are you guys going to break up FTR? Because men, I know. No. But this is the second time this exact same spot was a Cash like, oh, no, I'm so late. Oh, no. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. What were your thoughts on this match?
You know, I thought this was really good. Probably like the third on the ranking. This was probably mm-hmm. third of the night. And I think I was just a little distracted because House of Black was there. And I was excited. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what's going on? They were saying, oh, Julia, did you see her at the ramp? She was at the mm-hmm. at the top. And I had not seen Julia the first time because they just had the span on like Malachi on Brody and Buddy. So very interesting. But yeah, Ricky really held his own in this match. You know, not surprised by that. But I'm glad that they're really still showcasing him. And, you know, you and I talk about this all the time, that Ricky is a star. So now that he's really getting showcased, it's just great. But man, everything after this match was chaotic. Yes. Literally chaotic.
Yes. After this match, like, lights go out. House of Black is in the ring. They posturing, looking at FTR, and then LFI music hits.
Oh my God.
Yes, I am excited. I like LFI. I've liked them since the rumors. I want this to happen. A big brawl comes out. A big brawl happens. Yeah. Everybody and their mama is fighting. But you know who manages to slip out the back door? Ricky Starks and Big Bill. You bitches can fight. But they were like,
it's crazy because this happened last week too. Like, they are avoiding conflict. Ricky wasn't so lucky last week, but they kind of bounce when it's time to put up or shut up. I feel like they don't want to be involved. So very.
What are we fighting for? You know what I mean? We got the titles. What are we fighting for?
they're like, this doesn't involve us. So yeah, no, I was very excited to hear that theme song. And I'm like, finally, we have been asking where Señor Rush is for weeks now. And we finally got to see Dralístico, Preston Vance, and Rush come out. And they were helping FTR. So yeah, that was interesting because I'm like, all right, man, this is three powerful men. Where are we going with this? But yeah, very, very cool. I hopped out of my chair. I was yelling. I was having a good time. What were you doing, Cresta?
Blood and guts. Blood and guts. 1-800. Blood and guts.
Same. Same. I had like, all right, now I have so many options. I did my little brackets on my notes. I'm like, all right, we got La Facción Ingobernable and FTR versus House of Black and Ricky and Bill. Or you could do the BCC and FTR versus House of Black and Ricky and Big Bill. There's literally...
Well, what if we did a three-way where it's three of them in there, but not five people, so it's 3-3-3. Thress.
Versus Dark Order?
But then Dark Order's taking a pin, and that's very predictable.
Or they could not.
Can you imagine? Can you believe?
Could you imagine if there is that four-way and like, no, you can't have LFI take that pin because they just got here, right? And it can't be House of Black, so it's either got to be Dark Order or BCC. I think the downfall of BCC could probably be this one. They've had the most matches in Blood and Guts. So, interesting.
And I'll even take it one step further. What BCC, well, House of Black is doing now, BCC was doing before. Exactly. And was terrorizing people. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that makes sense. I want more for the Dark Order. So if Dark Order went in there and did some weird stuff where they came out the winner, I don't care. I'm standing. They could cheat. They could run over Brian Danielson with a car who's wrestling Jesus, and I would act blind to the bull. I'd be like, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, I don't see anything. What do you think? This is a fine wrestler. This is a fine match. I want something for Dark Order.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that would be great. But yeah, I feel like this whole match, I was just thinking after LFI came out, I'm like, oh my goodness. Now Blood and Guts. Where are we going with this? Like, there's just so many options, and it's really exciting to see. It's just like, oh man, now you know, because we all know where this is going, right? We are set on this Blood and Guts feed.
Yeah.
So we just don't know who the players are going to be. But now that we have a couple of options, this is exciting.
And if it's not Blood and Guts, Stadium Stampede, something big, obnoxious, in the best type of way, a lot of pomp and circumstance, or Ultimate Deletion. Brother Zay.
Yeah.
After that match, we've got... Oh, I'm sorry. Ricky Starks won that. I don't know if I said that. I feel like I did, but my brain just said, make sure you say that. So there we are. After that match, we had a backstage quick interview with Andrade, with Lexi Nair. Mm-hmm. And Lexi Nair was like, listen, we just saw what happened to Ryan Nemeth. You sure you want old girl to manage you? And Claudio, if you have Hispanics in your family... You understand what this, not Claudia, you understand what Andrade said. My business is my business. It's none of yours. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I need the car keys, Dad. Like, that was not an answer.
He totally, totally avoided that. He was like, you asked me a question. I'm not going to answer that one. I'm going to answer another question. What?
And you didn't even answer the question you posed. You just said, my business is my business. So mind your business.
Mm-mm.
She's like, yo, you want CJ to manage you? What about LFI? Mm-hmm. Mind your business, lady. You asked me for this interview time.
Like, if anything, just answer one. I really wanted him to answer the LFI question.
Yes. Like,
all right, we've been waiting for weeks, and Rush and Andrade do have history, so what's going on there? Andrade was getting beat up for weeks. And we were waiting for La Facción Ingobernable to come out, and they never did. So now that they're here, what's going on? What are we doing?
I agree. And if we're going to do a Blood and Guts, it kind of needs to be LFI versus BCC, or like a House of Black LFI BCC situation, but then LFI has more people.
Yeah. So we gotta get recruits.
Who would join the House of Black?
Oh, another guy? Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe not. Well, just for that night, right? Oh, man. I don't know. And someone in the comments did mention that we're forgetting the Hung Bucks.
I don't think in this situation, the Elite have too much to do with the House of Black being jerks and the BCC being jerks. And now LFI is coming back technically LFI got nothing to do with this, mm-hmm. but if they're avenging Andrade or they're just sick of House of Black, that's fine.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. In this situation, I don't think the Elite have much to do with it, only because, like, hold on. Is that something for cats? Get out of here. Get out of here. I had Chinese food. The garbage is on the floor. And I'm like, okay, like, it's in a little bag. And my cat is like, oh, this is great. Dinner, extra dinner. Oh, I don't care. This is going up here. That's it. That's the one. That's the answer. That's the answer.
Danhausen. Honestly, that one makes the most sense. It really does. In a night like tonight. But guys, yeah, make sure if you want your comments on here that you send us a super chat, your humper chats. Crystal will literally read them all. I will also read them all. We appreciate the support. We love you guys. So send them over. We will read them.
Is this how the kids do it now?
What are you doing, gang?
I'm trying to
do. No. What's happening? What are you doing on
the
show?
Don't the kids do this now? Like, I'm 4,000 years old. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's a gang sign in Chicago, Cresta. We don't.
I was thinking more of a Jackie Chan mobile. I'm thinking more Jackie Chan adventures. Naruto trying to summon the Nine Tails. All right, guys. I'm honky talking too much. After that, we have Claudio Castagnoli versus Hot Sauce. Oh. Hot Sauce died. I don't even know what happened in that match. It was over. Bless Hot Sauce.
I wrote Hot Sauce? Question mark. I had no idea who this man was. I'm like, there's no way your name is Hot Sauce, Tracy Williams. Was that his whole name? I don't know. But the spice was not helping him tonight. All right, the spice should have been with him. Claudio hit him with like a really nasty uppercut. It was literally done in like 2 minutes. Claudio was not playing games. We didn't even get to see anyone spun. I was very disappointed.
He was mad. He was mad when he came out there. He was like, you guys beat up my friend, Little Wrestling Jesus, and you injured him on his retirement tour. Whoever's in that ring, you're getting the classic Noli for me. Stop playing with me.
I was so upset that this was like a 3-minute match. I'm like, man, what are we doing? I mean, I guess we'll have to get to the main event, right?
But yeah, because they were just speeding through this. There were 3 matches that got time, and this match was not one of them.
Literally every other match, I feel like after the women's match, things were just picking up. They're like, all right, we got to get it moving because we are short for time. But if this means that now Claudio is getting kind of like a singles run, then I'm here for it, because you know, we do get him and Yuta a lot, and we do get Mox by himself, and even Yuta I feel like gets pushed every now and then. But
he pinned Kenny Omega.
Yes. But we still haven't seen really Claudio get his like full run in AEW. We've seen him in Ring of Honor, but not in AEW. So I hope that now we get a singles run for Claudio. Let's do it.
I'm sorry, I keep thinking it's Castagnoli for real.
Goodbye.
Because the formula is the swing of the... I love Claudio Castagnoli. Then was this really weird spot where MJF gets approached by Samoa Joe, and he's like, hey, listen, all you gotta do is say my name and I'll appear. I'll be your friend, MJF. Don't trust that man, though. Samoa Joe speak with a forked tongue. I believe him for this much. He'll protect you during the match, but as soon as that match is over, you're going to sleep, Max.
Done. You know what? It was really scary because you didn't even really see Samoa Joe creep up on MJF like that. He just appeared in the frame, and I was like, oh, my God, this is not good. Not good for MJF. And he was like, it's okay. Like, he was even like, you know, don't be scared. I'm not going to do anything. Sir, I am terrified.
Yes. No, Samoa Joe. Bro, because even if I don't beat you up, if I think I'm going to be cute and do a top spot, you usually be like, why would I stand there? You and Kenny Omega. This is a sports entertainment program. Please stand there. I don't what are you doing?
He said, please, we don't have time for this. Please.
I don't want to land on my face. Like, who did he face? Poor Rhett Titus. Rhett Titus said, I'm not doing it. I don't get paid by the hour. ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, get your super chats in, your humper chats. We are in the final stretch, the main event. Yes. And listen, I know a lot of you guys don't know who your dad is, but let me and Iridian be your daddies tonight, all right? All right? A lot of you fatherless people. I don't want to assume anyone's gender, but the gender is fatherless. Mm. That's what you guys are, okay? And because you are here to witness this totally real AEW TNT champion meet, Cresta Christian Cage star, that's why you're going to sit here and be sat seated while we talk about this main event, which was Kenny Omega versus MJF, which surprisingly was clean. Surprisingly was clean.
Amazing, right? Amazing. I'm like, there's literally so many things that could happen. And I expected literally everyone to interrupt this because I'm like, there's no way that they're going to let Kenny take the pin. And there's no way that Max is going to take the pin. And I was very surprised, but in a great way. I thought it was a fantastic match. This was the match of the night, probably the match of the last couple of weeks. This main event was incredible. What did you think?
I thought the match was fine. Here's what it is. Interesting. I like MJF. I don't like this face character. I feel it betrays who his mythos is. He's done face stuff before. It's good. But I feel like it would behoove him more to just be a jerk. Just be a straight up jerk and be a reign of terror. Like, your partner's injured right now.
Yeah.
Go back to your roots. I would have rather him beat Kenny Omega as a jerk. I would have rather him beat Kenny Omega as a jerk. Because I can rationalize. It was a good match. It was a great match even. I feel like a lot of my criticism too when it comes to MJF in particular is sometimes it's a little goofy and I take him too seriously and he doesn't take it that seriously. Yeah. But he was doing blue thunderbombs tonight. I'm sorry, the Made in Japan. This man was doing suplex off the ring. He was working tonight. MJF was like, I'm not taking no backseat, so no one can say nothing about me. I had nothing to say about the in-ring quality. I just wish he was like the devil. I wish he was the devil. That's my only critique. But this match was fantastic. My other favorite spot is Chekhov's table. Bro, I thought this was a regular match, and the ref was like, listen, we gonna get a result tonight.
I was so shook when Kenny brought out the table. I said, there's no way. There's no way that Kenneth Omega is going through that table.
Yep.
And then when somebody went through that table, the ref did nothing. I was like, disqualification? Anybody? What's happening? No disqualification. That the ref was like, oh my God, are you guys okay? Which I was also asking, is everyone okay? Man, MJF was just doing things in this match that we have never seen him do before.
Yes.
And that was just so impressive. It was so exciting to see.
Yes.
Because I feel like sometimes with wrestlers, you're like, all right, I know all of these moves. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with a match with Kenny Omega, he felt like he had to step up. And Kenny was also like, I don't think I've ever faced anyone like MJF. So they were just one-upping each other. And it was so amazing to see. And yeah, it's probably one of my favorite main events that Collision has had. It was fantastic.
It was just such a good match. The match concludes with a heat seeker for a two count. But that two count was clearly a three count. And the crowd was not having it. You heard that.
I got up. I was like, no.
That was three. Everybody was upset. Everybody was upset. Then he get a Panama Sunrise, another heat seeker for the MJF win. And this is after, mind you, Don Callis came out. And I thought, don't mind the scissors, but he had imagine this is a screwdriver. Don Callis had a screwdriver, okay? Before y'all were like, why you have scissors? I have to cut my beard, okay? Don't question your father. So like I was surprised because even then I thought, okay, Don Callis is coming out, MJ gonna take out the dynamite ring and hit Kenny Omega, clean finish. All Kenny said was, Callis, get out of here, Cyrus, beat it. So this was a good match. Like I said, my only wish is that I wish MJF was a heel.
Man, I didn't think that Don Callis was gonna be the one to come out. And I'm like, okay, interesting choice. As soon as Kenny put MJF through the table, I was like, Bullet Club Gold, they got to come out, right? Yeah. I was like, somebody, Jay White, there's got to be some type of shenanigans. And that didn't happen. And something that I want to talk about is JR on commentary for this match. I feel like you noticed, Cresta, when he was like, the AWA World Championship. And I was like, what? Wait, so then I rewind my footage. And he said that. I said, sir, you are at the show. You are literally at the show. There are signs everywhere. Do you know what championship that was? He didn't.
I am a JR apologist. He's, you know, sometimes grandpa gets confused. I'm happy you're here. But I heard it too. And I'm like, God damn it, JR. I can't keep defending you when you act like this. I would fight tooth and nail for you. If people say, yo, like Nia Jax, I'm an apologist for these people. And before you say anything, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm blind. But plus, JR, I'm happy. I'm happy he's here.
Well, that makes one of us. this was a championship match, and it was great. I was very entertained. The sports were entertaining tonight, and I feel like as the match went on, it became more aggressive. They were more desperate, and the crowd was absolutely loving it. Also, I totally forgot to mention that the crowd was also great for the women's match.
They were
fantastic. So I was really, really glad. There was 2 minutes left of this match, and I was sweating because we still hadn't had a winner. And I just loved that MJF used Adam Cole's move to help win. I was like, oh, what a nice tribute to a friend. Yes, the besties are real.
We love a good best friend moment. And speaking of best friends, we got a humper chat, Iridian. Mark Boo says, Cressa and Iridian are as great as the MJF Omega match.
That is so sweet. I don't want to cry because my misted eyes would go away. But thank you so much. That is so sweet. Keep them coming, guys. Keep the humper chats and the super chats coming. We are almost to the end of the show. We will read everything. We promise. Even if you don't have a dad, we will read everything.
I was getting ready to say, listen, I don't cry. I'm a man, Maury. When people say, is that a man, Maury? I was like, maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the home stretch, like Iridian said. We have another super chat. Oh, there, I got to scroll down. I was confused by, Patrick? Oh, yeah, Patrick. D is for Lysdexia. I'm glad they had enough TVs to keep everyone backstage away from ringside. Yes, because everybody hates MJF. Everybody hates Chris. Everybody hates MJF. You got Hobbs. You got Wardlow. You got Samoa Joe. You got Kenny Omega. Well, Bullet not anymore.
Bullet Club.
Jay White running around with your belt, bro. What kind of man? What kind of coward walks around with another man's belt over his shoulder? Who does that?
With a title that's not his? Insane.
Not even a real title like that. Not even your title. Crazy. What kind of man does that? What kind of man?
With a title that you didn't win, right? Insane.
Insane. We also have another super chat from Alan Jeanette that says, this is my totally real super chat. Yay. A great episode of Collision, but I want Ian instead of Kevin Kelly. Ian has more energy and passions for the matches. I think there's a voice for everyone, but I would be remiss if I didn't say that I do miss Kevin Kelly. I do miss Kevin Kelly. The rapping over Willow stuff. I do miss it.
Oh my God, yes. Ian, you know what? I feel like there is room for everyone, and sometimes it is nice for a little switch up, but I feel like everyone's voices do sound good with each other. I remember when Ian was trying to say Andrade el Ídolo, and I will forever love Ian for that. He, incredible. Andrade el Ídolo will forever live on.
Honestly, like, even that's why I guess I'm a little bit of a JR apologist, because Andrade was, that name was kicking their ass for the first 3 weeks. Whoa, that name was undefeated. They're like, Andrade, I'll die.
You know, I think they also did it with Commander, but this was like on a Ring of Honor pay-per-view where they were like, Commander. They were just, oh my God. It's a great time, honestly. Great time.
All the ESL kids are staring like, and ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We have reached the end of our show. It's been fantastic hanging out with you, all of you fatherless colliders tonight. That's why you're here with us and not out at the club. Iridian, where can the people find you? Not at the club.
Not at the club. You can find me in the House of Black. That's where I'm going to be. You guys can follow me at Rest Friends. Make sure you go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's WREST Friends. I will be live streaming tomorrow in the morning. So make sure you guys subscribe so you don't miss that. And on Twitter, Instagram, literally all social media, find me Iridian_Fiero. And of course, every Saturday, you can find me here with the beautiful, the TNT champ, Cresta Christian Cage Star. Cresta, where can our beautiful Fightful audience find you?
In my house. No, I'm kidding. At Sean's house, actually. No, you can find me every Thursdays and Saturdays here on the Fightful YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all of that fun stuff. On Thursdays, I'm with Joe Pearl. We cover Impact, now rebranded back to TNA. We'll still be here giving you all the TNA goodness. Every Saturday, it's myself and Iridian. Sometimes Rick, sometimes Sean, maybe not, maybe, but we're two woman power tripping until further notice. We love Collision. We love you. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can find me over on Twitch or TikTok at Cresta Star. We watch wrestling together. We don't see the video because the DMCA will get you every time, girl.
All the time.
All the time. And as for you guys, you can find us on Fightful. Don't forget to subscribe to Fightful Select. Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business. You're going to get the aggregated stories from other people anyway. Why not get the truth from us? We got interviews dropping every day. We got lives every day. We've got all the stuff you need for your wrestling fix. Ooh, $5, best $5 in the biz. That's going to be me. That's going to be it for me. I'm tired of talking. Happy Halloween. Go outside. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Let's get out of here. Bye. 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 Entry. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.